March 17, 1942, the United States of America is at war. To fight its war to a victorious conclusion, manpower is needed. To secure that manpower, the selective service system was established in the nation. Today, the third lottery will take place to determine the order in which some 9 million men between the ages of 20 and 45 may be inducted into the armed forces to serve their country. The microphones of the National Broadcasting Company are set up now in the Departmental Auditorium on famed Constitution Avenue in the nation's capital to bring you this dramatic ceremony, the first to take place since America entered the war. We are standing now just below the stage of the auditorium where the actual drawing will occur. The historic Goldfish Bowl, which served during the First World War and in the two previous drawings in 1940 and 41, is set up now on a small stand at the front of the stage. Just a few short minutes ago, the green capsules, 7,000 of them, were poured into the bowl from a special mixing machine that has been churning numbers all night. The bowl is almost filled with them now. As a matter of fact, the bowl is the extension that serves just above the bowl is not quite filled. And flanking the stage is a special guard of green-clad Irish war veterans. There's a huge board backstage center upon which the numbers will be recorded. The slips themselves will be photographed in proper sequence and then preserved in order. The slips inside the green capsules are numbered from 1 to 7,000. Each number is preceded by a T, signifying the third drawing. The men holding the number drawn first will get the order number 10,001. The second number will be drawn, will be assigned order number 10,002, and so on through the 7,000 numbers, which will take about 12 hours to completely draw from the Goldfish Bowl. The first capsule will be drawn by the Secretary of War, the Honorable Henry L. Stimson. But now the director of the Selective Service System, Brigadier General Lewis B. Hershey, has come to the stand on the stage here and will speak very briefly. General Hershey is standing at the stand now. He will speak in just a moment.
Americans everywhere, we are assembled tonight to establish the priority for selection of the millions of our men who registered last month. Modern war demands a great variety of tasks from the citizens of a nation. This is everyone's war. Each of us has a stake in it. Each of us must do an essential job to win it. We have the resources in men, machines, and materials to win this war. We must use them for that purpose. We do not have enough to dissipate valuable materials, priceless machines, precious manpower, on luxuries or comforts or even on worthwhile projects unless they are absolutely essential, directly or indirectly, to the winning of this war. Tonight, we formally add millions to that pool of men who stand ready for selection for the necessary tasks, whatever they may be. Selection to be applied in the democratic way by your fellow citizens in your community. Your fellow citizens and mine, the members of the local boards in every community, are selecting men to do the job for which they are best fitted. The members of the local boards give their services without compensation, because they believe in our government. They have done a difficult job in an outstanding manner. They will accept the ever-increasing work and responsibility with the same efficiency and fairness which have characterized their efforts heretofore. Millions of men have registered for service. Behind them stand other millions of men and of women, united in their faith in our way of governing ourselves. We have freedoms we treasure. To hold them, we will work and we will fight. Mr. Secretary, will you draw the first number?
You have heard General Hershey, Director of the Selective Service System, speak very briefly. He turned to the Secretary of War, the Honorable Henry L. Stimson, and invited him to draw the first number. Well, the dramatic moment has arrived. The drawing will begin, and 9 million men throughout the United States are awaiting the results. The Secretary of War is now on the stage, standing just in front of the bowl. Colonel John D. Langstone is at his side with a blindfold. The bit of cloth was taken from a piece of furniture used during the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Secretary Stimson has drawn the first capsule. He is holding it up now, holding it high in the air in his right hand. He hands it to the first of three young ladies seated at a desk just to the left of the bowl. She unscrews the capsule, hands it to the second young lady, who takes from the green capsule the slip and puts it in a form. The third young lady looks at the slip, puts it in a special card, and hands it to General Hershey, who will announce the first number.
The Secretary of War, the Honorable Henry L. Stimson has drawn T-3-4-8-5. T-3-4-8-5.
First number has been drawn by Secretary of War Stimson. It was number 3-T-3-4-8-5. And now the Secretary of Navy, the Honorable Frank Knox, steps to the bowl here. He is also blindfolded by Colonel Langston with this very historic piece of cloth. The blindfold is being tied about the eyes now of Secretary Knox. He steps to the goldfish bowl. His hand is directed. His left hand goes into the bowl. He takes out one capsule, hands it to the young lady here, who unscrews the capsule, hands it to her companion directly to her right, who takes the slip out, puts it in a small wooden form, and examines it. Then the third young lady takes it, inserts it in a card, and again the card is handed to General Hershey and the second number drawn.
The Secretary of the Navy, the Honorable Frank Knox, has drawn T-2850. T-2850.
The second number drawn by the Secretary of Navy, Mr. Knox, is T-2850. And now the third number is to be drawn. It will be drawn by the Honorable Andrew J. May, the Chairman of the House Military Affairs Committee. The Honorable Mr. May is now being blindfolded. His left hand is being guided to the goldfish bowl. He takes one capsule from it, hands it to the young lady here at the table, who again unscrews the capsule lid and will hand it to the second young lady. And that procedure will be repeated. It is estimated for the next 12 hours throughout the night and into the early morning to complete this drawing of 7,000 numbers. But here is the third number.
The Honorable Andrew J. May, Chairman of the Military Affairs Committee of the House, has drawn T-4301.
The third number to be drawn, T-4301. T-4301. And now the fourth number will be drawn. It will be drawn by the Honorable James W. Wadsworth of the House of Representatives, the co-author of the Burke-Wadsworth bill that set up the Selective Service System. He, too, is being blindfolded, standing directly in front of this large goldfish bowl filled with green capsules. He dips in, he goes down into the goldfish bowl and selects a capsule, hands it to the young lady, who again unscrews the lid of the capsule and hands it to her companion. The companion takes the slip from the capsule, inserts it on a form, who hands it to the third young lady, into a card, and it is again handed to General Hershey, and the fourth number will be announced.
Mr. Wadsworth has drawn T-4-4-1. T-4-4-1.
And thus the fourth number to be drawn is now posted on the great board backstage center here in the departmental auditorium. It is T-441. And now we will repeat again the four numbers that were drawn first in this, the third draft lottery. The first number is 3-4-8-5. The second one, T-2-8-5-0. The third number drawn, 4-3-0-1. And the fourth number drawn, 441. And so the first number was drawn by the Secretary of War, the Honorable Henry L. Stimson. And other officials have drawn numbers from the goldfish bowl. Others are still on the stage to draw numbers. Many on the stage will be blindfolded so that they too may participate in this fateful and historic occasion. The director of the Selective Service System, Brigadier General Hershey, spoke very briefly. This broadcast has come to you from the Departmental Auditorium in Washington. This is the National Broadcasting Company.